This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good morning, 8 minutes after six on this Wednesday morning from FM 106, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, make sure you get a good deal on the financing, too. You can, by asking for Ag Direct at your Ag Equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers ag-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to 12 months. Ag Direct also features an easy application. It takes just minutes, and you can get a credit decision back in minutes, too. That means you can make the deal on the spot without having to call back or make a return visit. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, be sure to ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. So get a good deal on your equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your Ag Equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Accidents happen, and when they do to your vehicle, you want the job done right. For that, you need two things, the right person and the right equipment. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra has both. Body shop manager and Carlinville resident Jeremy Gons has certified technicians and the latest equipment like a frame straightening rack, sandblasting booth, a 100 alignment machine, and downdraft bake finish paint booth to give you a factory finish. They can paint your bumper, fix the deer hitch, or even do color spray in blenders. And they provide loaner cars. Accidents happen. Let Jerry and the crew at Smokey Jennings handle it for you. Getting the job done right since 1946.
And it's 10 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning, the DTN general opening call. Later this morning, expect corn to open 3 to 4 higher, beans steady to a penny lower, and wheat about a nickel higher. The overnight crude oil market, 51 cents higher at 101.53, while the Brent crude, 22 cents higher at 120.10. The June gold contract, $3.70 lower at $1,657, while the U.S. dollar index, 0.316 lower at 79.575. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat closed at 625¾. That was down 17 and a quarter. July wheat closed at 632, down 17. September wheat closed at 648½, down 15 and a quarter. May corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 634¾, down 14 and a quarter. July corn closed at 625¾, down 15 and a half. September corn closed at 560¾, down 7¾. May soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1426, down a nickel. July beans closed at 1427¼, down 7½. August beans closed at 1418¼, down 7¾. May soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 389.80, up a dime. July meal closed at 391.50, up 4. August meal closed at 387.20, down 4 cents. May soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 56.97, up 26. August oil closed at 57.35, up 25. August oil closed at 57.55, also up a quarter. May oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 333. That was down 5¼. July oats closed at 333½, down 3½. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash grain recap.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with today's grain market report. Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Tuesday afternoon, with wheat and corn sharply lower. Corn futures weakened as the USDA left the U.S. corn carryout figure at 801 million bushels, which was higher than expected by traders. In the cash grain markets, trading activity was very slow. The cash corn basis at many Illinois river terminals increased by 1 to 3 cents at many locations. In central Illinois, Kentucky grain dealers quoted shell corn bits 14 to 16 cents lower at 6.28 to 6.45, and soybeans were down 4 to 5 cents at 14.03 to 14.15. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bits were mostly 12 to 14 lower at 6.37 to 6.59. Soybeans dropped 4 to 7 cents at 14.10 to 14.28, and soft red winter wheat fell 15 to 17 cents, ranging from 6.05 to 6.26. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills reported those corn bids down 11 to 14 cents, ranging from 6.36 to 6.45. Soybeans mostly a nickel lower at 14.10 to 14.15. And the soft red winter wheat fell 13 to 17 cents, ranging from 6.16 to 6.24. Illinois River Bar Zoning Elevators quoted producer corn bids 12 cents lower at 6.44 to 6.49. Soybeans dropped 4 to 5 cents at 14.32 to 14.35, and new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery down 17 to 18 cents at 6.13 to 6.22. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 13 to 14 cents lower at 6.59 to 6.60. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 5 cents with quotations at 14.49 to 14.50. Soft red winter wheat ended 18 cents lower at 6.49 to 6.50, and the Milo 14 cents weaker at 6.14 to 6.15. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, April hogs closed at 83.80, down 62. May hogs closed at 93.10, down 90. June hogs closed at 93.35, down 25. April cattle on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 117.75, down 162. June cattle closed at 114.30, down 147. August cattle closed at 117.30, down 107. April feeder cattle on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 147.07, down 107. May feeders closed at 147.60, down 90. August feeders closed at 150.30, down 72. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report has barrels and gilts on a carcass basis running $1.53 higher, a base price range of $77 to $84.75, and a weighted average of $79.07. The Illinois Direct Barrel and Gilt Market is steady today at $53 to $56, with a few up to $57. Receipts in Illinois, 15,337 head. The Illinois direct slaughter sows are trading mostly a dollar lower at with sows under 400 pounds, 46 to 49, 4 to 500 pounds, 47 to 51, over 500 pounds, 49 to 53. Estimated sow receipts in Illinois today, 1,250 head. The USDA National Carlop Pork Report has trading slow to moderate with light to moderate demand and offerings. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was down 52 cents at 72.89. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Tuesday was 418,000. That's 1,000 more than a week ago and 2,000 more than a year ago. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection today is 125,000. A week ago, 126,000. A year ago, 131,000. The USDA estimated box beef cutout values are weak on choice and firm on select. On moderate demand and moderate to heavy offerings, choice carcasses down 53 cents at 178.08. Select was up 47 at 177.35. We had 209 fab loads today and 49 trim loads. The opening report for the United Producers Auction in Shelbyville has estimated receipts 293 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers are trading 50 cents to a dollar lower. Slaughter Holstein steers trading steady in a light test. Choice slaughter steers 123 to 126.75. Select and choice 118 to 121. Choice Holstein slaughter steers at 114 to 118. Choice slaughter heifers 123 to 124.75. And select and choice heifers 118 to 120. The opening report for the Fairview sale barn has estimated receipts of 174 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers are trading $1.50 to $2 lower. Choice slaughter steers 121.25 to 126. The Holstein steers not tested. Choice slaughter heifers 120 to 122.75. This is Ken McFarland reporting for WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, March Class 3 milk closed at $15.36, up a penny. April milk, $15.24, up 15. May milk closed at $15.27, up 22. Non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for March closed at 131.5 unchanged. For April, 126 unchanged. For May, 125.25, up a quarter. March butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 143 unchanged. For April, 147.75 unchanged. For May, 151 unchanged. Spot prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for block cheese, 148.5 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 147.25 unchanged. For butter, 145 unchanged. For non-fat dry milk, 126.75 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk, $16.06. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, $6.44. For May, $6.32. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, $6.36. For May, $6.24. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, $14.12. And for May, $14.11. And wheat delivered to Scottville for April, $6.10. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield $6.44, corn at Scottville $6.36, beans at Greenfield or Scottville $14.12, wheat at Scottville $6.10. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
What is farming smart? It means choosing seed that fits your operation's goals. Select hybrids and varieties of FS High Soy brand soybeans that are part of a comprehensive cropping plan. That's FS Seed and FS Green Plan Solutions from M&M Service Company. That's farming smart. And farming smart always begins with FS Seed. Talk to M&M Service Company today to learn how FS High Soy brand soybeans and FS Green Plan Solutions can maximize every one of your acres. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the mid-50s. With light north winds. Tonight, clear skies with frost possible, low temperatures in the low 30s. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny skies with morning frost possible, high temperatures in the low 60s. And a freeze warning is in effect from 3 o'clock today until 8 o'clock on Thursday morning. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, cloudy skies with a day-to-day chance of showers, low temperatures in the mid-50s, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure rising. We have partly cloudy skies, 28 degrees on this Wednesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
What's for dinner tonight? At Subway restaurants, get any two or more regular footlong subs for only $5 each every day after 4 p.m. and all day Sunday. Choose from favorites like the meatball marinara, Italian BMT, oven roasted chicken, and sweet onion chicken teriyaki. Just pick any two, three, four, or more regular footlong subs, and they're all yours for just $5 each every day after 4 p.m. and all day Sunday, but only for a limited time. Subway, eat fresh. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
It's 6:22 on this Wednesday morning, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. In our farm news today, Tuesday, we talked to Sam Hudson of Water Street Solutions. Discussed was the supply and demand report released by the Department of Agriculture, and Sam breaks down the numbers.
USDA actually left the corn carryout for the 11 and 12 crop unchanged, 801 million bushels, and that was a little bit of a surprise to the market because everyone was anticipating after the stocks report that we saw, a couple Fridays ago, there were some assumptions out there that we could see this carryout as low as 600, and whether or not this is just the USDA saying, hey, we're not going to advertise it any lower than this, or it's the fact that they've taken usage out somewhere here. And are saying, you know, basically we're going to have enough old crop supply to carry us over to new crop. So the trade guess was to see it drop to about 720 or 725 million. So, you know, I think you're a little pressure on the old crop corn. I think this is going to be a spread issue more than anything, selling the old crop corn against the new crop. But in the same breath, you know, we did see things go 4, 5, even 6 lower here this morning. But, you know, now only 1 to 3 lower on these markets. And it seems like maybe some of these traders will call the bluff on the USDA. We know the cash markets continue to be strong. And with basis levels so strong like that, you got to wonder how much is actually out there in the countryside. So if we get a production problem this year, definitely old crop will still be the one to go. But for right now, it looks like the USDA has bought us a little bit more time and a little less concern. And the soybeans, we did see a drop compared to last month, down to 250 million bushels on the soybean carryout for the 11 and 12 crop. And that's pretty close to trade guesses, a little bit higher than what they expected. But you know, with the recent demand we've seen, the fact that you know, crush margins are there, the demand has been there, and there's interest from China for, you know, this summer months for beans, is going to keep this market supportive, and we continue to see it gain on corn to assure we get acres for 2012.
And that's going on right now. We're planting corn around here as we speak.
Absolutely. Yeah, the weather's been so good that in some areas, if they've already got the fertilizer on, it's a lot harder to, you know, get the gumption up to go ahead and plant beans on that.
Well, I think the crop insurance deadline, which was now passed, that was a concern that many producers had around here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you don't want to come too close to that mark. But I think, you know, once we get through this cold spell, we may see the next couple days, if it doesn't rain towards the weekend, I think a lot of people are going to go ahead and just roll and get things done. And, you know, any more with the equipment we've got, you can get this crop planted in a very short amount of time. Illinois was 17% planted as of yesterday's information, 7% as a whole as a nation. So, you know, pretty much record pace here on the planting. And if we have good weather here in the next week and a half, that will significantly increase.
You know, it seems like what you talked about a little bit earlier, they're almost playing tricks with these numbers. I mean, we've talked about it before, the carryout figure, I mean, as low as like 500,000 bushel, and now all of a sudden, poof, we got 800 million bushel?
Well, that's right. You know, like I said, unchanged from last month, the range of the estimates were anywhere from 626 million to 801. And again, that's where they left it. So these stocks reports, you know, again, could we get a surprise on the June 30th? That's everyone's question. Is it possible? It definitely is. But time will tell to see if they adjust anything. We always know they've got some of these magic bushels that kind of appear and disappear and reappear as they see fit. And hopefully that's for the you know, everyone's best interest in mind. If we grow a crop this year, it shouldn't be too much of an issue. But if we get into a production problem, you know, the cattle come out of the bag, and you know, markets will have to do the work to ration the demand. But for right now, it's going to have to be the cash market and not necessarily the futures.
And that was Sam Hudson of Water Street Solutions. And with an Illinois crop condition update, we'll join Brad Schwab of the Illinois Agricultural Statistics Service.
With temperatures averaging nearly 9 degrees above normal, paired with below normal rainfall, corn planting continued at a brisk pace last week. However, it was noted that some farmers have been hesitant to plant too much, too early, in fear of a late spring frost. Statewide temperatures averaged 56 degrees, and rainfall accumulations came in at 44 one-hundredths of an inch, which was 26 one-hundredths below normal for the 7-day period ending April 8th. And during this period, there were 6 days suitable for field work, with topsoil moisture supplies being reported at 6% very short, 40% short, 51% adequate, and 3% surplus. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile was rated short to mostly adequate. The wettest crop reporting district was the southeastern district, where topsoil moisture supplies were rated 70% adequate and 27% surplus. Near-ideal soil conditions allowed corn planting to advance to 17% complete. This compares to 3% planted last year and 1% for the 5-year average. Much of the early planted corn has also emerged at 2%. The crop reporting district leading the state in corn planting progress was the West Southwestern at 40% complete, and corn emergence in the two southern crop reporting districts has reached 6%. A few fields of soybeans totaling 1% statewide have also been planted. Oat seeding reached 91% complete compared to 43% last year and 30% for the 5-year average. Heading of the soft red winter wheat crop was reported at 8%, well ahead of normal for this time of year, and condition of the winter wheat crop was rated at 84% good or excellent. Adequate moisture and continued warm temperatures have stimulated pasture and alfalfa growth, as they were both rated in mostly good condition. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
That brings us to 28 minutes after the hour of 6 on this Wednesday morning from WSMI FM 106. And coming up on Saturday, Hamel Co-op Grain will have Chick Days. We talked to Amy Rozier. She explains.
We are having a chicken owners workshop on Saturday. It's our first ever. It is for anyone isn't welcome to attend. We're going to have information for beginners, experienced chicken owners. We're just going to have all kinds of information. You'll learn tips from local chicken owners on marketing their eggs. I have a gentleman who raises and shows chickens, so he's going to give us some show tips and talk about predator safety with the chickens. And then I'll have a Purina rep here to talk about nutrition and information, and then I'll have a few helpful tips. It's on Saturday, April 14th, from 10 a.m. to noon at Hamel Co-op here in Hamel. We're on the northwest corner of Route 140 and Old Route 66.
Will you need to make reservations for this?
You don't need to make reservations. A phone call just so we can kind of get a head count would be great, but it's not necessary. Right now, I've had a great response so far, so I think weather providing, we'll probably have it outside because I'm going to have a lot of people come. So it's going to be a great day. We're going to have lots of information, and we're going to have some door prizes and stuff like that, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, sounds like it. Hey, have you had over the past several years more people show an interest in growing chickens that you sell there?
Yes, we do. We did it, they kind of thought I was nuts for wanting to sell chicks and try it, but it turned out really well, and we just keep growing and growing each year. More and more people are just wanting to know where their food comes from, and it's a fun experience. If you have kids, it's a great experience for them. They can learn responsibility, taking care of the chickens, and it's just neat, you know, them being a part of the food process.
And that was Amy Rozier of Hamel Co-op Grain. It's 6:30 on this Wednesday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Tricia Braid of the Illinois Corn Marketing Board was our guest on the AM Live program Monday. She talked about their efforts in establishing a 15% ethanol blend in motor fuel.
Over the past couple of years, the Corn Marketing Board has been investing farmer checkoff dollars to get higher blends of ethanol integrated into the marketplace. So most people probably have a level of awareness that there's ethanol in just about every gallon of gas that's sold in this country. Actually, about 94% of our nation's fuel supply now contains at least 10% ethanol. So that's a good thing. That's an accomplishment that ethanol has made its way into the every gallon of fuel, or at least 94%. But what it also means is that we've reached a plateau. And that 10% blend level was really an arbitrary number chosen. And so the Corn Marketing Board has been helping to prove through research that a 15% blend of ethanol, 85% petroleum-based fuel, can run in vehicles just as well as E10. Now, the words that they're using to describe it are substantially similar. That's the actual wording that EPA needs to see within those documents and within the research. We're pretty far along in that process. So what we have now, actually, ethanol plants in Illinois are registering with the EPA as providers of E15. There has to be an industry survey done nationwide by EPA to understand where the fueling points are and what gas stations want to carry E15. Remember, this is an option, it's not a mandate. And then also we have to do assist the industry in getting a fuel misfueling mitigation plan done. Basically what that means is EPA needs to see that there is some sort of plan in place in case a motorist pulls up to the pump and puts the wrong type of fuel in their car. We're thinking that all of these things are going to fall into place this summer, and what that means is that you might be able to fill up your vehicle as long as it meets the guidelines, sometime later in this year with E15. And what EPA has determined is that cars and trucks 2001 and newer can use E15, and it's substantially similar to E10 in how that fuel will perform. You can also use E15, of course, if you have a flex fuel vehicle. And you might see E15 actually available at a blender pump. There are blender pumps available in Illinois at certain locations, and if you have an FFV or a flex fuel vehicle, you might have a yellow gas cap. That's probably a good indicator. You can pull up to one of those blender pumps and choose to fuel up with E15 right now. But legally, it won't be fully available quite yet, but we are having all of the dominoes, I guess you could say, falling into place to get that process done. And the Illinois Corn Marketing Board has been working on that. We helped fund studies at an international engine testing group by the name of Ricardo to show that the fuel is safe to run in engines. We've also helped fund the health effects study. What the EPA also needs to know is that the emissions from using any type of new fuel, not just E15, meets health standards. Oh, there's just a lot of little things that have to happen behind the scenes before any new fuel, and E15 is a new fuel, can get to market.
And that was Tricia Braid of the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. Once again, Illinois farmers are ahead of schedule on corn planting, but need rain if the pace is to continue, according to the National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield. Farmers have planted 17% of the corn crop statewide compared to 3% last year and the five-year average of 1%, but about half of the state's corn fields are rated as short of water. Once again, the DTN general opening call later today. Expect corn to open 3 to 4 higher, beans steady to a penny lower, wheat about a nickel higher. The overnight crude oil market 51 cents higher at 101.53. Brent crude 22 cents higher at 120.10. The June gold contract 370 lower at $1,657. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets beginning this morning at 9:32 on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau.